Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
To Barry Manilow, not written by Barry Manilow, but
that sounded like Meatloaf.
Well, Meatloaf did it. Yeah. I'm gonna give you that. But it was on my Barry Manilow greatest hits.
No, I meant the way you were singing it. Sweating,
okay,
sounded like
disrespectful.
Meatloaf. Like that.
I'm a very versatile. James should have me on his
on
music
Thursday, yeah.
Half hour Thursday. Because, you know, the guy tonight was great, but normally they're awful. And it really kills the vibe for my show. Amy can't agree, but normally they're awful. But if he got me in as my own warm-up act, that would be awesome. 03, I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Ooh, no, none of that. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We haven't got any calls on the switchboard. We're just going to wait. Let's just wait. We're just going to wait for the first call to come through. Can you believe the boss of wireless phoned me up yesterday telling me how much he loved me? Can you believe that?
Had he heard you sing?
No, he hadn't. I'm pushing the limits. Pushing the limits of what's acceptable on the wireless.
See if his love is conditional.
We're going to take some calls straight to air just to get the vibe going, OK? So 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Please don't phone up. I mean, if you want to phone up and congratulate me for my singing, then please do. But I'd rather that you didn't. I think it would be unfair on the listener.
Shouldn't encourage him.
Shouldn't really encourage him. If it's an overwhelming compulsion, I'm powerless to stop. I'm powerless to stop. But here we go. Here's a call. Let's just see. I hope they're not phoned up to big me up too much. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Congratulations, Ian.
Thank you very much indeed. I did say please don't phone up and say that, but she did. 0344 499 1000. I'm going to take the first few calls straight to air because I'm going to be honest, I have very, very little to bring to the party tonight. Good evening, line two. You're on the wireless.
Oh, hello, Ian. Love that song that you just sang.
Thank you very much indeed, caller.
I did say don't.
Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello. I want to talk about Piccadilly Circus.
The band?
No, the level in the game.
Oh, for goodness sakes, what is going on with these people? Let's try line four. Four, you're on the wireless.
I just wanted to say that singing was absolutely fantastic. I've not heard anything so good since Nigel.
Thank you. You're
a credit to the industry.
Thank you very much indeed. But please, guys, please, 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 just calm it down a bit. Amy, you can start taking the phone calls now. 0344 499 1000. I know what that caller was on about, the Piccadilly Circus level in Call of Duty. It ain't nice. I don't really know where to go. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I spoke louder, hoping you wouldn't hear it. If you're on DAB, you'll have heard something outrageous.
The thing is, you rose out of your seat at the same time.
We had a curry for tea.
Now we're having it again.
We had a curry for us tea. I'm feeling a bit stir-crazy today. I've still got these builders in. They've been there for, like, weeks. They're claiming they will finish the bathroom tomorrow, but then they have to come back in, like, 10 days' time to do the ensuite. And it's like, can you just do it and go now, please? It's nice having you guys there, but I would like to not have you guys there. I want to hang out with my cats. I've got to clean the place because it's filthy. Might get a Christmas tree this weekend. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you, dear listener. Have you ever been dogging? Catherine, tell them about the rather naughty show we were just watching.
Oh, I think it's a classic. I think
Has it been on
yeah,
a while ago?
Yeah, the first time it was years ago. This was on, we had a look on All Four, fittingly.
Yeah. All fours.
And in the documentary section there was what is it called? The Secret Life of Doggers?
Yes. Dogging Tales.
Dogging Tales, yeah. That's right. And it was every bit as romantic as you would expect. Lots of rather bored-looking women.
Yeah, yeah.
You could tell, even though they were all wearing these
animal
kind of
masks.
Very elaborate animal masks, yeah.
Here's the thing. Most of the doggers look like I imagine them to look like. Although, you know, that woman who had anorexia...
Who had it
in the past, yes. That's a fine-looking...
She had a good body. I don't think that was her real hair.
I don't think that was
adequate outdoor attire. She looked freezing.
But what I'm trying to say is... Hey, listen, guys, who am I to talk? I have a past and hopefully I'll have a future at some point. But the dogging, it's one thing. It's my real fear is that I park up in a lay-by for a doze or I used to like going... and just sort of being near woods at night. There's nothing weird or nothing weird or pervy. But sometimes when I was doing late night radio, I'd just drive home and just, you know, if I didn't want to go home because I was in a relationship that wasn't particularly working, I'd go home and sort of be near the woods. It sounds really pervy. And it was always my great fear that I'd doze off and I'd wake up and there'd be a penis pushed up against my thing. Because of all the things I'm into, and I'm into a lot, it just looks damp. Was the guy saying that some of them stick twigs up their bums.
Oh, my God. That was the bloke who'd been protesting about the use of his local woodland and how the doggers had kind of started making little clearings and leaving mess. You can imagine what kind of mess they left. And he said that some of them had started shaping the trees into... Well, and sticking them up their...
Bumholes.
And we said, no, that can't be a thing. And then there was a picture of a man being apprehended in the said woods with no clothes on.
He had stripped off and had handcuffed himself to a tree, put a bag over his head.
He had a note, didn't he?
And the note said, please abuse me.
Just don't take the bag off.
Don't take the bag off. Again, you know, the whole BDSM thing, I get it. It's a little bit of fun, a little bit of role play, a little bit of sub. I get it, it's fun. But how... outside in the cold in the woods, chained to a tree with a bag over your head?
Yeah.
If you've done it...
Like
right.
A dog waiting outside Tesco's.
03-444-999-1000. Good evening, Mitch.
One voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice. Singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice. Singing in the darkness.
Voice.
Joining with your
one voice.
each and every note of the rock, and the joy that fears of luck, if only one voice would start it on its own. We need just one voice, face the unknown, and then that one voice would start it on its own. We need just one voice.
Thank you very much indeed, Mitch, there, celebrating the magic of Barry Manilow's one voice.
An excellent singer there.
Thank you.
Just one.
Thank you. Oh, okay, that was Barry Manilow's so effing good. He's so effing good.
There is the master of the key change.
Oh, one song. I'm sure I had one song that had four key changes in it.
What is it about a key change that's so rousing?
Oh, they've done studies into it, isn't it? It releases endorphins.
I bet.
It's the moments of tension in music and then releases and it's endorphins. It's all of that stuff. But Manilow is so freaking good. So, and because I was into Manilow, and it explains a lot, when I was like 13, 14, 15. I remember buying Barry Manilow stuff. I bought a VHS of him live at the Royal Albert Hall in about 77, where he's got this pink suit on and stuff. But the press over here were especially mean to him. Concord. He was referred to as Concord.
I remember Kenny Everett doing a sketch where he was at the piano and his nose was just getting bigger and bigger.
Okay.
And did end up being the nose of the Concord. Yeah. And he was like smashing things.
Here's a question, tying in with yesterday. Could you class that as anti-Semitic?
No. No. Because it wasn't a caricature of...
There's a hint of... He's Jewish.
Yeah.
He's
always made fun of his own nose, hasn't he?
But often when people are bullied...
Yeah, I guess.
They join in with
Barbara
the bullying.
Also, Barbara Streisand refused to change her nose, didn't she?
Yeah, there is... Genetically, with some Jews, not all, they have a bigger nose. Same with Italians, that kind of Roman nose. But the hook nose has become an anti-Semitic trope.
Yeah, but
you
that's
know, if
why
you
want
to caricature... We talked yesterday about Alec Guinness, I think it was, in the first Oliver Twist film, who had an extraordinarily large prosthetic nose built to indicate, you know, Jewishness.
Yeah, but he had the whole image, didn't he?
Yeah,
the
little... I just wonder if there's something there. But also, Barry Manilow's so freaking good. He's so good. I bought a Greatest Hits double CD that I used to have when I was a teenager on cassette. And I got it for £1.56 at Amazon. And I was listening to disc one today. Every one of those was just an absolute belter. And I don't think he's a particularly good singer.
Oh.
He's got passion, and he's got power, and he's got pizzazz, and he can perform.
I think he's got a nice tone. I think he's got a really nice tone.
I think
he's
a little nasal.
Maybe
a tad.
But
I also don't think Neil Diamond's a great singer, but it's the performance transcends the technical singing ability.
I really like Barry Manilow's... Yeah, like you say, slightly nasal, but it's a really clear tone.
Yeah.
And it's almost musical theatre. Yeah. Like Mitch singing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost musical theatre, but still...
Mitch was terrible, really.
I thought Mitch was very good.
I thought he was awful. I thought he was embarrassed himself there. That's why I chipped in to help him out a little bit, because he was really embarrassing himself.
Yeah.
Just think, all the other stations are talking about Jeremy Corbyn not knowing when... the Queen's speeches and Boris Johnson, you know, being silly at NATO. We're discussing the merits of Barry Manilow. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Late night conversation, wealth losing sleep.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. I feel very laid back today. I'll tell you how I feel. I'm feeling a little bit better in terms of mental health. Not great, but I did 25 minutes of housework today. 25 minutes, which I found exhausting. satisfying. But after that, I was just shattered, and I had to go and watch a bit of The Irishman. More on that later on. What a terrible film. But that was a big achievement for me. The last few days, last week or so, I've been struggling to get out of bed. So to do 25 minutes of housework, and it was just breaking up some cardboard boxes, tidying up the office where the workmen have got all of their stuff, and Saturday I'm going to give it all a good dust and all of that. So I'm feeling a little bit like I do after I've had a migraine, where I feel a bit, slight sense of relief, but also just a feeling of kind of numbness, like I'm wrapped in bubble wrap and I can see everything, but I can't quite feel anything yet. I feel a bit disconnected, And so tonight's show, we're just going to see how it goes.
Can I say something?
Let me think. Hang on. David?
What?
Can Catherine say something?
Yeah, of course she can. Free.
There you.
Thank you.
Did you call her sweetheart?
I said it's a free country.
Okay. Oh.
Thanks, lover.
Go on then, Catherine.
I think your eyes have gone back to normal.
What does that mean?
You know, like on the day when you felt really terrible and you said your eyes were all dry and they weren't quite right, like sort of empty and a bit dead before, dead. And they seem to have come back a bit.
There's something going on. There's a little shifticle.
Yeah, but let's not mention it because I don't want to scare it off.
Ooh, David!
Bad news.
Go on, what's happened? You split up with your missus?
I've not got a missus.
Okay, well, you split up with your baby mummy?
No, enough of that.
Oh, blimey.
You're
bi?
I got arrested.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What happened here?
Long story, if you want it.
Not really, but the only other call we've got is Rainbow George. Isn't that right, George? Yeah. So carry on.
Walking home from the meeting that I have with my paranormal mates.
What's the name of the group?
Rather than medium, I can't even move around. I'm too distressed.
It was Rotherham.
Yeah.
Institution
of mediums.
Independent mediums.
Rotherham Independent Mediums. RIM.
RIMs.
Yeah. RIM is right.
Really not.
Right.
Have to be crude about it.
He's not
gosh.
In a good mood, is he tonight?
No.
Okay, tell us what happened.
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
I don't know. That was more.
Did you hear that voice? I thought that was someone talking to Babbers.
I didn't hear anything.
I don't like to be rude to people, but gosh.
I try to find the thing that.
You're a cocaine addict?
No.
No.
Are you?
I'm not.
Okay.
Fanny?
No.
Are you?
I like to boss you, please. Please be in bed.
Here it is.
I'm going to blow bubbles up your chuff. I can't believe I said that. That was a different Babcock.
Had you been entered by someone else?
No, and I hadn't been able to jail. I'm going to blow bubbles up your chuff.
Just be in bed.
That's a scene at David's house. It is disgusting. Please get to the point of this, because we've got Rainbow George next, haven't we, George? Yeah. Go on, then.
All right. I was walking home from the RIM meeting.
Yes.
And I
how many RIMers this week?
The usual four. Right. I saw a cat, little cat.
Yes.
Walking down the road.
Yes.
And so I said, "Hello there, little fella.
Aye.
Would you like a little stroke? Would you like a little stroke? I'm going to blow bubbles up your chuff." I didn't say that to the cat. It's disgusting.
Zumba!
Right. Then the cat shot up my penis.
What?
It was a...
So many questions. One...
For those that are slow amongst you, obviously it was a ghost cat.
Oh.
Right. Thank you, yes.
So I'm there... panicking because I'm only used to things going up my bum. I've never had something go up my penis.
Okay.
And I start to try to coax the cat out.
Oh, God, right, yes.
And so I'm... clawing at my jennies. And I'm saying, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
In my experience, if I want to get my cat out of the cupboard, I just shake some biscuits.
I didn't have any on me. So, the police turn up and arrest me. Now, is that fair?
Well, so... we've got recording from inside David's penis.
It's quite echoing.
That's not even the worst bit. But there wasn't a real
It wasn't a real penis. It was a ghost penis.
No, it wasn't a real cat that went on my bum. Yeah. But penis. Ah.
Right. What? Okay. Can we just get to the point? Because now we've got a lot of calls, so...
Oh, right. Well, basically, I end up in a cell with a guy who keeps repeating the phrase, gonna bum you, and okay. I had a really horrible night.
Clive, what do you think David should do with a ghost cat in his penis?
Spurt it out.
Oh.
I don't know. Get rid of it.
Get rid of it somehow. Can you have an exorcism on your dinkle?
I tried with the here kitty kitty.
Okay, just leave a bowl of food out by your balls.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
I'm assuming Dirk Benedict is up as a pod. If you missed it last night, first hour of the show was very, very funny, really weird. And what we learned, Dirk Benedict, face man from the A-Team, of course, what we learned is he has no... John Dredge texted me earlier, or messaged me. He has no concept of magic. Just didn't understand magic. We had Pete Heaton, who's a great magician, friend of the show, doing some amazing tricks, and Dirk would just go... Well, there's a guy with a fez there. He just didn't understand it.
No.
I loved it, though.
It made him borderline angry.
Yeah, it did. He got angry that this guy was doing amazing.
Why are you tricking me, asshole?
It was some hour. I'm really sorry, Kath, because I dominate. We had four guests in the studio. Me and Kath were sharing a microphone, which we've never done before, a bit like George and Paul as Lennon's taking the lead. And I kind of drove it, and I'm really sorry.
No, it's all good.
It was, yeah.
No, there's no ego involved there. I was thoroughly enjoying it.
And someone said, are you releasing the Brighton podcast yet? No, I forgot to bring in the memory card. I'll try and send it to you tomorrow, but I've got to go to the vets, and I've got to go to Windsor and get the boys. So maybe it'll be early next week, but that's happening. Let's go to our friend Sharon. Good evening, Sharon.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Sharon.
What you got for us, Sharon?
Well, I rang to say that we've booked your tickets, me and Craig, for Bath, but then I heard you talking to the other caller about Chris, and we didn't hear that one. You said it wasn't on the podcast, so we've been listening to the podcast, me and Craig, every morning, every evening, so I didn't hear that.
Oh, no,
we weren't talking about Chris.
That was Jonathan. Well, gosh, it gets so confusing, and George has disappeared now. So Jonathan from Swansea, we've banned... for really offensive call. And Chris from Port Talbot, we have asked not to call us for quite a while.
I didn't hear that on the podcast.
Had
either.
A real clear out of people recently. Not listening to the show live, Sharon?
Because Craig likes to listen to it on podcast.
Well, right. Craig, why doesn't Craig listen on podcast and you listen on it live?
But here's the thing with the podcast, it's just like a highlights thing. It's not the whole thing. And sometimes there are brilliant bits that I can't put in. And also sometimes there are conversations where I don't think it's fair to the person that it's there in perpetuity, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Sharon, have you seen The Irishman?
Yes.
Right, no spoilers, because I watched an hour and a half of it, so I'm only about a quarter of the way through it. The CG, this is the Martin Scorsese film with De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, and all the other people. Everybody Loves Raymond is in it. Did you think the CGI, where it makes them younger, looks crap?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's rubbish. They look like people from PlayStation 3 games. They look like someone from L.A. Noire.
I've got a chest infection.
Oh, coffee. Oh, might be a gold watch. But they look awful. And also, there's a bit where I think Robert De Niro is supposed to be like 20 or something, but he looks 50. You know the bit where he meets Joe Pesci for the first time and Pesci helps him fix his truck and Joe Pesci says, "How you doing, kid?" And I'm thinking, he's supposed to be a kid. He looks 50.
I don't think I've watched the whole film.
Oh, this is in the first 20 minutes.
I've heard there's a rather slow fight scene. It's supposed to be two young men.
Oh, there's a fight. Well, here's the problem, right? So they're all in their 70s and, okay, they've made the faces look a little bit smoother. That's it. But they still stand and walk and talk like old men. So they're all hunched. I mean, and De Niro's having this fight and he's supposed to be like 30. But it's like if your granddad was having a fight. He can't walk properly. Bloody awful. I mean, it's an okay film, but
you should have left the CGI alone by the sounds of it.
I think I'm going to have to watch it again because I've forgotten it.
Jesus. Sharon, have you not got a life?
I work.
We're going to watch a four-hour film again.
Well, what I was ringing up to say was I rang you 2 weeks ago and you said you were going to email Luton Library.
Oh, yeah.
So I went on the website today, still no Luton.
No. I can tell you the date, though.
No, we're coming to Bath on the 9th of May.
Well, as well as coming on to Bath on the 9th of May, you could also come to Luton Library Theatre on the Saturday, on the 19th of... the Saturday, the 19th of September.
Right, we'll be there as well.
Hey!
Do you know what made me laugh when I booked the tickets?
Yep.
All the back seats are completely sold and all the front ones were available.
Oh. Well, people are scared of Catherine's sassability.
We've got B10 and 11, I think.
Could I ask you to not come if you've got that cough, Sharon? Would that be acceptable? Because that's disgusting.
I've got antibiotics. I'm all right.
Okay, all right, fine. But if that cough returns, I really would urge anybody who's got the lurgy, who is a flea bag, any of the abdabs known to man, please don't come to our shows. You absolutely disgust me.
I promise I won't. I'll be better by then.
Sharon, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And you both. Bye.
Oh,
bye.
She called me babe.
No, she said and you both.
She said babe.
No, she didn't.
She said
no,
babe.
She didn't.
Pete, did she say babe or both?
I think she did, babe, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed.
He's such a bumlick, of course he's going to say babe.
He's not. He's an independent free thinker. Okay, this is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Pete, babe. Hello, babe.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. What you got for us, Pete?
Well, I still want to talk about Piccadilly Circus.
So this is the Call of Duty game that Sunday night, Call of Duty night, on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/IanLee. I invite all of the hashtag TLNA posse, that's you, to come and join us. You can play in the game if you want. We have cross-play, so if you've got the game, you can play, or you can come and watch and shout abuse at people. Pete will be joining us for the first time and will be awful. We do it about 7 or 8 o'clock.
I killed
like
three people today, so...
Okay, mate, how did you get on in the game, though? and you have played... You started playing Call of Duty. Here's the thing, right? The multiplayer game, wonderful. It's a masterpiece. The gunfight level, the free-for... It's wonderful. Some great levels. It's a real joy. The single-player game, I think, is particularly unpleasant. Several bits. You've not even got to the bit with the baby yet, Pete.
No, I haven't.
You haven't. But go on. The Piccadilly Circus, which I think is like the second or third level, isn't it? It pops up quite early.
Pretty much. I mean, they show you it very early. They show you a suicide bomber stepping out into Piccadilly Circus, and then it's about a level, and then you're there.
Yeah.
I've seen you playing it.
Yeah.
And I kind of got, this is a bit much. But you know, because I wasn't playing it, because it was on screen, you know, I was able to take a step back from it, go, well, you know, it's a close recreation, but all the kind of, obviously all the shop signs and things are different because, you know, legal reasons. But then, yeah, actually playing it today, I feel genuinely a bit sick afterwards.
I'm going to ask, we're grown-ups, right? And we can have a grown-up discussion about this, and there'll be people listening who are going to, what I'm about to say, they're going to hear something different, okay? But I know that you'll hear what I'm saying, Pete, and I know that Catherine will hear what I'm saying. So for those who don't know, it's a war game. You run around, you're a soldier, you got machine guns, and this scene is set on Piccadilly Circus. There is a terrorist incident in place. There is a couple of suicide bombers. You have to run around Piccadilly Circus. They're killing police officers. You have to shoot the terrorists. That's the level. It's only a short level, but it's a pretty accurate reconstruction of Piccadilly Circus.
There's police, there's ambulance people running around.
Do you think you feel different playing it? I played it like 4 weeks ago. Do you think you feel slightly different playing it after the awful attack on London Bridge last week? Or does that not factor into it at all?
I don't think that factored into it. I think it's an uncomfortable play regardless.
Yeah.
You know, because, yes, there was one recently, but, it's not like we're not used to them in a sense over here. It's difficult because it's that thing of familiarity. You know, I live in London. I've been to Piccadilly Circus a lot of times. I imagine, you know, so many games set in New York and things. I'm sure they get that exact thing there, you know. And I know there's other levels in this game which are based on other capital cities, I think, aren't there?
I think it's the thing of the suicide bomber. Because I play a multiplayer version of the game now where we all run around and shoot each other in Piccadilly Circus. That doesn't have... That I can laugh at and I can have fun at because it's mates or strangers running around and shooting each other. For me, it's the suicide bomber is the thing that makes it... And the police being shot that makes it very uncomfortable.
I still felt a little... I mean, I imagine, you know, as I play more of it, that will wear off in the multiplayer. But, yeah, I mean, even in the multiplayer initially, I felt a bit weird... I would say.
Right.
I'd say, I'm sure that will kind of desensitize, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing or not, I don't know.
I think they put it in there, and I'm surprised there hasn't been more of it, to create the controversy so that, you know, the Daily Mail goes, have you seen this sick filth?
Because it's not the first time. No. I think, was there an airport level or something? I seem to remember.
There was an airport level where you had to kill innocent bystanders. You weren't punished.
It's the first one I've played, but I remember reading about it.
Personally, I just don't think it's a very good game this time. The multiplayer, as I say, is phenomenal. The solo player I found really dull, and there's that bit, there's a bit with a baby, there's a couple of other bits that are there just so you go, oh, isn't this? Oh, look at this. Oh, forget your Grand Theft Autos. This is a lot more risky. And I just think it's... I think it's unnecessary, man.
Yeah, it's edgy for edgy's sake, isn't it? And I think, you know, if it was 10 years ago in the sort of PlayStation 3 era graphics, it would be slightly easier to stomach because we're now a leap forward in the technical aspect. So it looks not quite realistic, but realistic enough that when it's moving quickly, you're there.
Yeah. I mean, this all boils down to one very simple thing, and that is on Sunday night, you're going to get your little body spanked in front of a crowd of several hundred people watching you online. Your belt will be loosened, your trousers will be pulled down, your pants will be pulled down, Pete, and your little bot's going to get a spank.
You know what? Come March, Dolan and Dre aren't going to be talking to me like this.
That is fighting talk! Oh, I cut him off. I cut that scumbag off.
Well, maybe he can phone their programme and complain about it.
Yes, maybe he can.
Oh, but it's pre-recorded, so you can't.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm trying to think of... I am quite enjoying The Irishman. I was being a little bit harsh. I do think the CGI is not anywhere near as good as we were led to believe.
It sounds like it's a distraction.
It is, because I'm just looking at it. And also, I'm trying to work out how old they're supposed to be. But De Niro's great in it.
So is it so bad they look like sort of Sims?
Not quite like that. talking to Scott, my friend Scott, we had a little chat about it. The mouths, you can see the mouths and the eyes have it. And that's where it's really, it is like a PlayStation 4 character. You're like, okay, it's good, but it's not good enough. But it's quite a good film. But everyone, I don't really know Scorsese's work that well. I've never seen Gangs of New York or Casino or anything like that.
I like those films.
I think I'd like Casino, but I also feel like I'm watching Casino and Gangs of New York watching this. A lot of people said, well, he's just making the same film over and over again.
Well, Gangs of New York was more of a period thing, but the rest of them are, But, you know. The rest of them are. You disrespect me! You disrespect me! I'll show you respect, all that.
Yeah.
And then the wife's going, now why can't I have a smoke? What's the matter with you?
I finally got, and I've not, I just opened the package today and I've not checked to see if there's any extras on there. But I finally got the Mr. Rogers documentary Blu-ray from the States. Oh, shit, Blu-rays are region locked.
Are they?
Yeah. I wonder if it'll work on my PlayStation. I'll check. It might not work, actually. But, yeah, Blu-rays are region locked. Anyway, well, we'll see. But hopefully there's some extras on there. But you watched the Amazing Jonathan documentary today that I saw a couple of weeks ago with my big sis.
It's just become available on Sky Cinema, or Sky Store, rather. And
keep your mind up, please. Consistency is what we want.
Sky Store, you know, where the one where you have to buy it.
Uncle Dre would never get something like that wrong.
Let's not. So I watched that film, and that is some film. It's got so many twists, and I don't really know exactly what I saw still.
It's you don't believe a lot of it. Again, we're treading very carefully. There are two Amazing Jonathan documentaries. There's the one where I can't remember what it's called, and I apologise. There's one on YouTube that's free and is great, and I think you should watch that, Catherine. They're two different stories, filmed around the same time, but two completely different stories.
From what you've said to me, the first, the one that we...
The one on YouTube, and we had the director on the show.
Is more of biography.
Yeah, biography and focusing on something very specific in his recent history.
Okay, and this one is more about kind of a battle of wits between him and the documentary maker.
It's about lying. It's about
appearance of reality, illusion.
Being believed. It's about scamming. It's about drugs. It's about... It's great.
Death.
Yeah. It's but you don't believe a lot of what you saw in that film.
I think that the main message of that film was to question everything. And just when you think you've got a handle on what's going on, then something else happens, and then something else happens. So I think I need to watch it again. But it's certainly one of those films where I'm going to think about it a lot.
What was interesting, and this isn't... we will say this carefully. James, I'll come to you in a second, because I don't want to give away anything that happens in the film. But when I saw the film, they had a Q&A afterwards with Louis Theroux, the director, and the producer. And the producer said there's a real problem at the moment in that because of Netflix and Amazon Prime, documentaries are big, right? Everyone's making documentaries. And he said...
He says it in the film, doesn't
he? He says so many times... He's got 2, 3, 4 people coming to him pitching the same documentary because they all want to get in on the action. And he says he has to be so careful as a producer now. If he's going to invest in a documentary, he has to make sure that there's nobody else involved who's also sniffing around that story. And it's Netflix has done that.
Well, this documentary is certainly one of a kind. No one's going to do that one.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, James.
Hello, good evening. How are you both?
All right. Feeling very tired. Looking for the builders. It's their last day tomorrow, then I'll have my main bathroom ready, which is great. I'm looking forward to a bath on Saturday night. Looking forward to having a tidy house once I've cleaned up. Feeling very tired. A little bit
builders
teary.
Builders take it out of you.
Sorry?
Builders take it out of you. They're exhausting. Even though you're doing nothing, sitting
stressful
on the sofa, it's exhausting just having them around.
You can't relax. And they also, they're really nice guys, but I feel terrible because they come in at 8 and let themselves in, and I get up about 11 and they're drilling right next door to me, but I can sleep through it.
Yeah.
But because I'm not feeling great... I've just been told I can watch the Mr. Won't You Be My Neighbour Blu-ray. Thank you very much, Andrew. Because I'm not feeling great, I'll get up about 11, then I'll go back to bed about 2. And actually, who cares what they think? I'm earning enough to pay them, so it don't matter. But I still think, oh God, this must look awful. This lonely, you know, guy just getting up for 3 hours playing with his cats and then going back to bed, and you can't relax.
And I stressed about my cats as well, because you don't want them jumping around the builders. Indoor cats as well, so
I've had to keep the kittens in the living room.
Although they have made their mark on the building work, haven't they?
Oh, they've put paw prints on the concrete. I'm not really seeing much of her. I don't know. I just want it done. But then they're going to finish that tomorrow. Then they're going to come back in a week to do the ensuite. I said, how long will that take? He said, 4 days. I'm thinking, oh, man, 4 days, please.
It won't.
Anyway, James, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just calling regarding The Irishman, even though there was no Irishman in it. I'm not going to give any spoilers away. I was at the premiere a month or two ago.
Oh, yes.
Got a bit starstruck when Al Pacino started signing stuff, and all I could think of Cat's impression of him, in his face, I just went, ow, hoo-ha.
Oh, no.
You did not.
I did.
James, and what did he say?
He just said, he's a mumbler now. I don't know how he kept it together for the film.
Meet Al Pacino?
Yeah, third time I've met him actually.
Whoa! Yeah. Jay, I thought you only stalked us. You stalk diminutive, bankrupt Italian American actors. You didn't do a hoo ha to him.
I did in his face. I didn't know what else to do. And he had a ponytail that was held on by sticking plasters, by the looks of it, at the back. It's really interesting.
And the ponytail, of course, is to cover the bald spot on the top of the head, one would imagine. Or maybe the whole thing was a wig.
I love him, though.
Oh, he's brilliant, and he's great in this.
He's okay. He's got a funny haircut in it.
This is what I wanted to say, is his hair in this CGI as well, because it doesn't make... It just defies all sense of physics.
There's no sideburns. It looks like a...
It kind of goes up at the side, and then it's sort of slick back, but in a way that just I can't comprehend.
So, I mean, the CGI held up pretty well at the cinema, to be honest, except they just looked like old men. And Al Pacino talks like an old black man now.
He does talk like a very old... if you watch an American film from the 70s with an old black man in, that's Al Pacino's voice now. You're absolutely right.
And so when he's a young man, and having known him do films when he was younger, he doesn't sound like young Pacino being young Pacino. And
no.
It's weird.
Here's what they should have done. For when they're being younger than themselves, they've got the same old voices. When they're being younger than themselves, they should have filmed those, they should have done those scenes ever so slightly slower in terms of movement, just so they can then speed the film up just a click. So then the movements are normal speed and the voices just go up slight semitone.
Listen, there are enough young actors who can do more than hoo ha, right?
Yeah.
Who could do a passable impersonation of both of those actors and would be better than what sounds like flipping robo-gangsters.
Yeah.
Right. We're not short of them. So I think, you know, Godfathers worked like that. You know, they had different actors playing different generations. They could have done that easily. Yeah. And I tell you what, it 3.5 hours in the cinema with no Wii is a try.
I've watched an hour and 20 minutes and I've paused it 8 times already. So right. I'm there, James. Oh, listen, I've got to move on. I'm late. Thank you. 0344 499 1000, the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.